Hello?
Good morning. My name is Carla, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Christelle Hyman?
Yeah, this is her.
Thank you so much. Let me just proceed here, just to answer a few questions, if you don't mind. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for President, U.S., Senate, Congress, and local office in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably
Very
vote?
Likely.
Very likely. Okay, perfect. And what is your race? White, Black, Hispanic, Asian?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Oh, perfect. Thank you. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Peru.
Peru. Okay. Okay, here you are, Peru. Okay. Very good. And let's see. I'm just selecting a few things in here. Thank you.
Okay.
Just confirming Peru. That's nice. Straight. All right. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English?
Always Spanish and English equally.
Okay. Equally. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And what year were you born?
1994.
1994, thank you. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using an escalate of 0 to 100. And 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is like neutral, right? Use any number from 0 to 100 to higher the numbers that warm your feelings. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. So a rating with 100 meaning a very warm, favorable feeling, 0 meaning a very cold, unfavorable feelings, and 50 mean neutral.
Okay.
So let's see, let's begin. So would you say you're unable to give an opinion or have you never heard of Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey?
Yes, I have heard of him. I'll probably give it a 50.
50, okay. Very good. And how about Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate?
I have not heard of her.
Not her, okay. Thank you. I'm so sorry, my dog is barking. I do apologize for that.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you. And how about Joe Biden, President of the United States?
85,
okay. Perfect. Thank you. Ron Menendez, U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress?
Haven't heard of him, unfortunately.
Haven't heard. That's okay. Andy Kim, South Jersey, U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate?
Same thing, haven't heard. I'm not very good with politics, if I'm being 100% honest.
No, I understand. Same here. No worries. No worries. How about Rabi Bala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress?
Nope.
Okay. Stephen Phillip, mayor of Jersey City?
No.
Okay. Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate?
No, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Even though you mentioned you have heard about him, but what is the first thing like that comes to your mind?
Road, as in like the law?
No, Rob, R-O-B, Rob Menendez.
Oh, I don't know nothing much because I don't really know who he is.
Okay. Okay. All right. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez as doing as your member of Congress? Like, we have the options, even though you don't know him, like the options will be a strongly disapprove, someone disapprove, someone approve, strongly approve, unsure because not opinion, or don't know?
Unsure because of opinion, I guess, because I don't feel strongly going against or for it when I don't really know who he is.
Perfect. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy and Patricia Campos-Marina and Andy Kim and Bob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
I would probably have to look them all up first.
I see. All right. Very good. Well, if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos-Marina, Andy Kim, or Bob Menendez?
And I have to pick one. There's, like, no option for, like, unsure or, like...
No, I do have undecided. Mm-hmm. No worries.
Okay, undecided, then.
All right. All right, so this following question, more likely I like kind of the first one. So we do have the undecided, so let me know if we select that one. But I need to ask you the question. And if the Democratic primary election of Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Ro Menendez, and Kylie Jacey, from whom would you vote?
Undecided as well.
Okay. Well, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, or Kylie Jacey?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Not enough, I guess.
Okay. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not closely at all.
Okay. All right. So we are 51% complete. We are almost done. And
so I do have to get going, unfortunately. So is it okay if we stop here?
Sure, no problem. And thank you so much for your time then.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Enjoy your day. You too. Bye.
Bye.